Have you ever been prompted by God to do something and you just haven't done it? Today we're looking at something fishy, lessons from a fish. And we know where this fish story is going. We start in Jonah. Jonah chapter 1 verse 1 and 2, it says, "The word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness have come up before me.' But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. And so he went down to Joppa, found a ship which was going to Tarshish, paid the fare, and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord." We see Jonah has been given a direct word from God. And what does he do? He gets in a boat and goes the opposite direction. You know, there's so many reasons why we don't do what we feel prompted that the Lord is telling us to do. Some of those reasons could be fear of man. Maybe you're afraid of rejection. Maybe you're afraid of what is the outcome going to be? Am I going to look stupid? Sometimes it's just pride or rebellion. There's so many reasons we decide not to do what God has told us to do. But I love the story that we learn from Jonah. Not only does he get thrown overboard, but then this fish, we say it's a whale in our children's Bibles, but this fish comes and swallows him. It doesn't kill him, doesn't digest him, but it's just a lovely picture and almost an image of what happens with God, that he comes, and Jesus even mentions it in Matthew chapter 12, where he relates to Jonah, and he says, "Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth." Even Jesus used this picture of what he was going to do. And what was so amazing is that the number 3 often signifies completion. Jesus was in the grave for 3 days and 3 nights. And when everything was completed, when he had conquered everything, he rose again, defeating death, sin, all of that, and rose to be with us on earth and then eventually to his heavenly Father. After 3 days in the whale, Jonah was spat out and he was able to fulfill the mission God had given him. You know what? We need to understand that we are complete in him, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that when he gives us a mandate, he allows us to go in his power. This is not a reflection on us. It's not going to bring rejection on us. This is God wanting to use us and to bless others. Look at what happened with Jonah. He ended up saving the whole town of Nineveh. God wants to use you for beyond you. There's a reason he's asked you to do something. Let go of that rejection. Let go of that fear. Let go of the pride and know that he is complete in you and gives you the power to perform what he's called you to. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.